Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. I could listen to that song for the rest of my life. Today is Wednesday, March 18th, 2015. And tonight we have our host, Dr. Catherine May, and our guests tonight are Father Source and Sananda with another segment of our soul studies, taking us another step further in our understanding of our true history and our ascension process. We will also receive an update from the Temple of Light and how everyone is doing there. This is Meg, your co-host, calling in from Georgia, where spring is in full bloom and beauty. And Catherine is calling in from her home in High Falls, New York, where I think it's still a little chilly, but spring is around the corner for sure. Good evening, Catherine.
Hi, Meg. You bet it's still cold here. We just
had
quite a lot of snow on the ground,
like,
and ice.
20 degrees. I was like, oh no.
But some sun every once in a while, and we go, oh, thank you, thank you. The sun is shining. Everybody run outside and look. So we have a really interesting show tonight. It's been quite a week. So we'll talk a little bit about that, but then I think Sananda is going to give us some details about what's going on the planet, inside, on the surface, and above, or surrounding, however we think of that. And Father will come and continue the discussion. I haven't even had a chance to talk to them about what they want to discuss tonight. We had a little emergency. We had to run to the vet. So Che is fine, but we just had a little run-in. So we're going to just wing it tonight. But
all right.
First I want to
tell. That.
Yeah. Well, that's not so rare, actually. I want to talk a little bit about what it's been feeling like this week. I was asked by Father to keep a log, which we jokingly started as Starship Terra Ship's Log. And it turned out I've been so busy lying in my bed that it's been a little hard to get anything done. That may sound a little odd to some people, but we've been working hard. And some of that means just being in meditation a lot of the time. So there have been, I think everybody needs to know this, because anyone who's sensitive to the vibrations is feeling it. And I want to reassure people, you're not sick. Even if you're nauseated, have a splitting headache, it's not that you're sick. These are the energies on the planet right now. And we'll explain tonight what that's all about. But I can give you a brief explanation of just part of it. And I think what has been the worst of it for most people is the shrieking vibrations, the frequencies that seem to be like just penetrating into your temples and through your brain. And it feels like the only thing I can think of that it's similar to is like standing next to an electrical power plant, and the vibration just goes right through you. So that, I've of course asked about it because we were all in pain here, and Christine and I feel it especially strongly. And we always check with each other. And there was one point we were standing in the kitchen and I went, "Oh, what is that?" And she went, "Ouch, I felt it too." So we asked, of course. And most of that, the splitting headache kind of frequency pain, has to do with the higher selves who have come back from their stint in the higher dimensions. They've come back as light workers, higher selves, souls, and they are now re-entering their bodies, the incarnated bodies, in a different way than they had been before. So here are the higher selves, newly minted light workers, coming back to try to rejoin with these bodies that are completely programmed for darkness. And they've had to try and figure out how to get back into the bodies in such a way that they can emanate light, that they can reprogram the bodies. And it was like tremendous dissonance between the body and the soul. So they're having to work their way gently. So we're doing a sort of therapy sessions and coaching for the higher selves to help them learn how to infiltrate, literally, infiltrate the body with light. And they're succeeding. But this screaming frequency that you hear is the resistance. When the body is trying to hang on to the programming and the soul, the higher self, is trying to work with the body. So, someone's saying they can't hear me.
Yeah, they cannot hear you.
Oh.
On start meeting.
Gee, well, it says I'm there. Okay.
Mm-mm.
I don't know why that would be.
Did you click over?
I wonder if I clicked over, but if I try to flash and you lose me, Meg, you'll have to start talking a little bit for a little while and fill in, okay? Because I would like to try and establish the connection with the call-in people. Sorry about this, but hang on for a moment. Let's see what happens. Hey, can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
All right, we're good. I think I got the connection now. All right.
Good.
So, here we are. So that's the brief description of what's going on in the energies with the newly returned higher selves entering their bodies. That's just one of the things that's going on now. Other things going on in our environment are the Temple of Light, where the newly entering souls are being taken to be encouraged to move through and go to the light. That's, of course, in the etheric temple. In the surface temple, we're all working really hard to raise our vibrations, to clear away all old stuff, and especially things that have to do with our memories, our feelings, and our connections to what happened in Atlantis, which Father talked about last week. The other thing that's happening now is that Terra, Mother Terra, is going through a tremendous cleansing and purging of the toxins and the poisons that have been injected into her body, and especially through the fracking systems, the wells that have been drilled into, some as many as 5 miles into the crust. So we'll be talking about that more, about what it's all about and what we've learned about what fracking really is and what the real purpose behind it was. I'm hoping either Sananda or Father will talk about that some more. So it's intense. And I didn't even mention what's happening on the surface with the cabal, who's being really pushed to the wall. There are really wonderful people working hard everywhere, from the banks to the Justice Department to the oversight organizations everywhere on the globe. Things are really cracking down. So there's not going to be the lawlessness and profligate robbery that's been going on for the last several generations. And it's coming to a screeching halt. And also, things are really moving very nicely in Iraq. Many of you may have heard, I'm just going to mention this, and then we'll get on to let Sananda speak, but there was wonderful news this week. In Iraq, the ISIS commander announced that he had had a dream in which Mohammed came to him and asked him to leave, to put down their arms, and to stop fighting and to leave Iraq. I think it was to leave Mosul. and he announced that that was what he was going to do. So anyone who says you're not getting help from upstairs, this one, brilliant. And only in a Muslim country would that be possible. Can you imagine Obama saying, well, I had a dream last night, you know, that I have to do such and such? People would laugh him out of the White House.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the commander of ISIS, supposedly the most bloodthirsty organization on the planet, is going to follow his instructions from Mohammed.
Mm.
Nice going, Mohammed.
Brilliant.
So things really are cooking. And if you're feeling upset stomach, headaches, and especially I have just been afflicted this week with a case of the fatigues, just phenomenal. Every time I can get up for an hour and, you know, eat the beautiful meal that Christine has cooked in her hour when she could get out of bed. And the rest of us are kind of dragging along. It's because we're being asked to work full blast, full speed ahead, to heal the planet and to send these light energies to the temple, to the surface, to the company of heaven, the masters and the angels that are working round the clock now for months. and they are, you know, if they were in human bodies, they would have burned out a long time ago. But even they are getting tired. They have to occasionally take a little rest and work in shifts, because it is flat out 100% effort to help us make this transition. And it is working. But we need everybody on board. We need everybody helping. So as I was writing the log, and Father came in and wrote and asked me to write a note from him. So I should be able to get it out tomorrow, the log that I've made for the past week. It'll go out by email. So anybody who isn't on the email list, make sure you get on there tonight whoneedslight.org and sign up, and you will get the email tomorrow and all the emails that we send out. We also have the whole crew here. Eleonora and her three daughters and Christine and I are all working on various parts of editing When God Pinched My Toe and the next book that we're going to put out, which is the messages from the masters. There are like 200 messages in each book. We're ordering Who Needs Light books. We ran out of books and had to reorder. So for people who've ordered their books, they are coming. We will get them out to you as soon as we can. And the other projects we have going are transcriptions of the Blog Talk Radio shows, which we will be posting on the website. I'll be sending them out by email. So for people who can't get to the Blog Talk Radio shows, or we have several people who are deaf who asked, please, could they have a transcript of the radio shows? So we're going to be putting those out. So there will be two emails a week, one of the Blog Talk Radio transcript and one of the written messages, and anything in between if we have an emergency. We're hoping we're going to have a little emergency very soon. We call him Harvey. We're hoping that Harvey is coming very soon. And Harvey will be bringing with him enormous blessings for all of us. So I said quite a long time ago that I didn't want to channel any more about the RV and the currency reset until we knew it was actually here. And from all the reports, it is happening. It's not just going to happen. It is happening as we speak in Iraq. And it cannot be put off any longer, because it's going to roll across the planet, and Iraq was planned to be the first. So this is not an announcement. It's just a heads up that things are really moving, and it's going to be a happy time on planet Earth. And I believe that this past week of headaches and upset stomachs and pedal to the metal had a lot to do with this. So, we'll get updates now from Sananda and Father God. How have you been doing this week, Meg? Have you talked to patients who were all flattened by these energies?
Well, it's interesting because I've had a huge run for the last 3 weeks of tremendous amounts of hypothyroidism, which the main concern, of course, is fatigue. And I've been really looking at this going, isn't this interesting how it literally overnight, I've always had a small stream, but this has been enormous. And everybody is tired, and their metabolism is sluggish, and they've got low-grade headaches and things like that. And I'm like, very interesting. It's just a Western medical word for for how everybody is doing with the different energies. And so that's been very interesting. I've just been tired. I could sleep 12 hours a day if I could. The emotions are great. The joy is wonderful. I'm feeling, you know, quite light there. But I can sleep forever. So I'm just sort of, you know, being present, being present with what this is, and grateful for a little bit of a spring energy to kick on the other side of that. But yes, it's interesting. And I think it has to do a lot when I think about, when I see big trends like this with my patients, I see a lot to do with the, as we're becoming more crystalline based and our DNA is changing and we're able to hold more light, the previous activities that we used to do or the foods are really showing symptomatically. The body will not tolerate the same level of being out of alignment with our food and with our activities and with the lack of activity and even with the energies between people. So
right.
I'm finding that people's behavior hasn't changed. It's just they're becoming so much more light that it feels stronger symptomatically. So I'm just watching that and sort of exactly. And many people are just wanting to make some changes. I've worked with the most extraordinary people who are on it, who are making big changes in their lifestyle and in their food, and they just will not tolerate. They said, I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I'll do whatever it takes. And that heartfelt momentum has been so evident since the first of the year, which is so exciting to see. And when they do make the changes, it's very fast, whereas before it would have taken months to feel a change, and now it's almost immediate, which is real quick gratification for their changes. So it's exciting to see, and people are getting direct feedback for the smallest changes and being encouraged by that and feeling stronger and more energy and happier, and so it's exciting to see. So that'll just continue as the light gets brighter and people get more encouraged to be in alignment with their body and their minds and their heart, and it's exciting to see.
Oh, yes, that's very interesting. And I want to second what you were just saying. This fatigue is interesting in that there's nothing about it that feels bad. You know, it's really funny. It's just, okay,
yeah.
I have to lie down now. Tara needs me. It's not, I mean, we're still joking and laughing about it, but we're sleeping. You could sleep 12 hours. I've been sleeping 18 hours some days, but it's not really sleep. It's more just meditation. We're just like meditating around the clock. Sleep a little.
It's true. I will take little breaks. If I have a break between clients, I'll just lie down and just sort of rest and recoup, and I'm noticing that very small breaks will really make a difference in the sustainability. So it doesn't have to be forever. Sometimes even just 15 minutes can really help people just to ground and to continue with the energy. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you declare yourself willing to do the work and just say by yourself to Mother, Father, I'm here to be of service. Please use my body, my heart, to channel the energies into the earth as they're needed. You'll see. Go sit down in your chair quietly for a few minutes, and you're going to feel something amazing happening. You'll feel yourself being a channel for light. It flows right down through you and into the earth. Mm. So the more people can do this, the faster this is going to go. So if you have an hour break, sit down in your chair and say, okay, I'm ready, use me. And you can channel the light through me, and you will feel it just like whooshing through your body and into the earth. And it's helping. It's helping Tara to cleanse and to heal. It's also helping to solidify the connections between our higher selves, God, our higher selves, and our bodies here on the planet, and the planet herself. It's creating this very strong network that then connects to our grid, and we're all becoming a tremendous power source together. And the more people that do this, the bigger the power source. So this is why things are moving so fast. When we talked about this last weekend, we had a conference call and told everybody, we need help, everybody get on it. And Christine went to work with the legions of angels, and it was amazing what began to happen. I mean, there are lots of light workers on this call, and if we all join together and create this energy network, it's going to move everything really fast. And isn't that what we all want? So that's the update from planet Earth. Starship Terra, as we call her. All right, so I welcome any comments from my crew that's here, if they wish to speak. They're all kind of curled up in their chairs. They're meditating and bringing in the light. So let's see what Sananda would like to say. Yeah, he's here. All right. I'll just move aside.
All right, Catherine, we'll just give you a chance to do a quick connection to our beloved Sananda. We haven't heard from him. He has been very busy, so we're anxious to hear how he's doing and to have his voice on our call. Welcome, Sananda. Welcome.
Thank you, Meg, dear.
Yes.
Well, it's lovely to be here. I do have some news for all of you, just some updates and some more information about what we've been doing. I know you're all interested to hear what's going on in the higher dimensions, how we're working to help the Planet Earth project move along more quickly. As Catherine was saying, we have been truly pedal to the metal, as you say, organized. We do the same thing you do there on the surface. We each have our own talents, the healers, the mathematicians, the scientists, and the ones who connect with the elementals, those who connect with the kingdoms, with all the earth kingdoms, and so on, along with the Ashtar Command, of course. We're all organized and really flowing beautifully, like a well-oiled machine, I think you would say. We have our teams rotating. Those of us who are so involved in this project, of course, are working 24 hours a day. I had to take a few days off myself after we got things really well organized, and things are moving very smoothly. I myself went to the Arcturian Temple. Our friends, the Arcturians, are just beautiful, and they have a wonderful temple there where we can go to restore and rest and be completely rejuvenated, and then we come back fresh. It doesn't take very long, but it's a wonderful break, and we have all been working just flat out, 24/7. And it's now months. Do you remember when we said We've got your backs. Well, we didn't realize at the time quite how long this process would be, but we are good for our word, and we have your backs. Father God was talking about this today with Catherine, and she wrote it down, so she'll be sending a message. But I want to give you a little more of this picture of how we really work together. We are now able to do these things because there are so many of you on the ground doing what Catherine just said. You sit down to meditate and you say, all right, I'm on it. Send your energy through me. I will be the channel to help heal the earth, to connect with all of you. And every time a light worker does that, it gives us permission. Every single light worker who sends the signal to us, I hereby express my intention to give permission for the company of heaven, for Mother and Father to come forward and help planet Earth. That gives us one more event that we can take part in. And we will do it. And when we send energy through you, and there are more coming online every day, when we send our energy through you and into the earth, it is an unimaginably powerful shift that happens on the earth. You have no idea how powerful you are. One individual can tip the balance. And why don't you volunteer to be that individual? We need everyone with us. We need this team to be functioning around the clock. And, of course, the sun rises and goes across the globe, and everyone has their chance. There's always a time when lots of people are awake. And many of you are now working through your sleeping hours. You come to help us out in the temple. You come to the ships to consult with us, to come to our meetings. It's a glorious time. We have never had this kind of cooperation on planet Earth since before Atlantis. The awareness, the awakening, is absolutely thrilling to us. Suddenly, there are more and more people listening to these radio shows. There are more and more people reading the messages and passing them on. Please do pass on our messages. Pass them to everyone you know. You will be doing them a great favor. Thousands of people have now removed the dark cell, and many thousands more have been invited to join with us to do that. We need for you to get this message out to everyone on the planet. We're going to be translating. We'll translate the Blog Talk Radio shows where we helped you to remove the dark cell. And they will be on YouTube in many different languages. So soon we'll be reaching across the globe to help everyone. And those of you who have removed the dark cell know what a profound difference it made for you. One of the members of the retreat that our team ran just a short time ago was saying, well, something remarkable happened with him. He realized, he lives in Paraguay, he realized that suddenly he no longer had any hesitation about telling people what he knows, what he feels, what he believes. He is so filled with light and so excited that he's just bubbling over with love and light and friendliness. And he's not afraid to say, when people say to him, "What's happened to you? You look different. You were always happy, but there's something different." And he tells them, "When this happens with you, which it will, don't be afraid to talk about it." But we have a letter from one of our readers. Her name is Betty Riley, and she has sent in a letter to Catherine, and I'm going to ask Catherine to read the letter to you when the show ends, and we can let you follow along with Betty, because she had a wonderful suggestion about how you could how you can speak with people and how we can help new light workers to make their connections with other people. So we'll do that when this section of the show is finished. After Father comes in, I'll ask Catherine to read that for you. So let me give you an idea of what's happening in the temple and what's happening with your dear planet. The temple, of course, is in two places. It's on the surface. Those of you who wish to take part are a part of the temple. When you look inward, look consciously at yourselves, at your past, as you are noticing the programs that have been running in your minds and even have infiltrated your cells, your body, the way you walk, the way you stand, the way you think, you will hear the program that inadvertently just comes out as you express yourself, things you say, the expressions you use, even the expressions you have had on your faces, all have to do with the programming from the cabal. So we're asking you now to be 10,000% more aware of your own expressions, feelings, thoughts, and especially of everything you say and do. Watch for the thoughts to run across your mind. Things that have a negative tinge. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be late. The traffic is bad. Oh, this always happens to me. Listen. Listen to what you're saying to yourself. What you say to yourself matters. You may think it doesn't affect anyone else, but it does. You're a person. It affects you. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Life is so hard. My job is too stressful. I can't stand this weather. Listen. Listen to what you're saying. All you need to do is to shift your thinking to, life is really amazing. Life is astonishing, even. And what a gift to be alive. Not every detail of life has to be perfect. Of course it doesn't. We know there are still some kinks to be worked out. But there are people around you. There are people who love you. There are people that you love. What could be more exciting? What could be more thrilling than to be alive right now? on the surface of planet Earth is the place everyone in the universe wants to be. And you're here, all of you who are listening. You're here now. Do you know how lucky you are? I can tell you there was a big waiting line. And anybody who got a slot to be on planet Earth at this time had to make a good case for it. And it was designed to help you learn, progress in your own soul development, and also so that you would be here to help us, so that you would be here to be part of this wonderful team. We're so pleased to have you with us. It is a wonderful feeling to be a part of all of this. The light is increasing daily. You can feel it, can't you? The love, what we chuckle and say, what we call the love quotient, is increasing by the day. Let yourself feel it. Don't you feel the chuckles rising? Don't you feel the amusement? It is a beautiful day. Wherever you are, it's a beautiful day. It doesn't matter if it's raining or snowing or the sun is shining or even if your car won't start. It's still a beautiful day. Those other things really don't matter. You're alive. That's what matters. And we're all connected. That makes it even better. So join with us. Now let me tell you, as you join with us, come with me to the Temple of Light. I'll describe to you what it's like. A few weeks back, we told you when we began this process that it's an enormous etheric place, but designed so that those who are in the fourth dimension, those who've been in the Kabbal and have been recycling in the fourth dimension, can see what the temple looks like. And we can make ourselves visible to them. So when we bring in 10 million at a time of these groups who have been the darkest on the planet, we're on the 11th group now. So we're over 100 million people who have already been through the Temple of Light. So they come, and we have teams of masters and angels and ancestors, all the light beings, some who have incarnated here on planet Earth, some who have come from faraway galaxies to help, to teach the people who are coming here, the higher selves, that there is such a thing as the light, that God is merciful, and that if they choose, they can lift themselves and be taken back to the higher dimensions, just as all of you have done between each life. And they will be restored. They'll have to go through their review process, just as you have done between every life. And for them, it's going to be a difficult time because they have many, some of them, many, many lifetimes to review. Now, those of you who have written to complain, why are they getting all the attention and we're sitting here waiting and nothing's happening? Well, my dear, beloved children, don't wish something like that on yourself. these are people who have not gone to their review process. They have not been through the tunnel of light to the higher dimensions as you have done every lifetime. The temple of light for them is purgatory. I assure you, you would not want to be there. Not because we're unkind to them, not because it's really traumatic, but because they are overcome with fear and dread, terror, really. They believe that they're going to be punished. And so the atmosphere in the Temple of Light when they first arrive is dreadful. We have to work very hard, each person with a team, just to reassure them that they're not going to be dissolved, they're not going to be killed or struck by lightning or all the things that they imagine, because that's the way they've lived. So those of you who are saying, why are they getting all the attention? Well, yes, they have to be given some attention because they haven't had the attention from those of us in the light, some of them for thousands of years. They've isolated themselves, but nevertheless, they have not been to the light. They have not had the advantage of meeting God between every lifetime. And so they're coming back for the first time. And believe me, for them, it is not a pleasure. It's a terrifying experience until they realize that we're there to help them, that we are kind, and that the process they have ahead once they go to the higher dimensions is nothing more or less than what all of you do between every lifetime. And that is to meet with your ancestors, your twin flames, your loved ones in higher dimensions, in order to be comforted, healed, and restored. Now, you will have that opportunity. Many of you have already begun that process by going in meditation to higher dimensions, by working on your reviews, looking deeply inside yourself, reviewing your lifetime, clearing away all the old pain, all the things that have come with you into this lifetime and that have been the example of what you needed to clear away. You're doing it. You are doing the work that we're doing in the Temple of Light and in the higher dimensions. You can do it now. You don't have to wait. So you have the attention. You have our attention on these calls and through our messages. You only need to open your hearts and open your minds and feel it. Know that we're with you. Know that we're sending you our love. We're not doing this instead of loving you. We're doing this because we love you. We're doing this because we want to help you. We are clearing away the darkness for you so that your life on planet Earth is going to be fabulous, thrilling, exhilarating, filled with laughter and fun. And that can only be done if we manage to clear away all this darkness from centuries of dark programming. And there is not a soul on planet Earth who has not been affected by this terrible dark atmosphere We are clearing it away. But we cannot do it without you. Think of it this way. For every one of you, every light worker, who lifts their face upward and says, Mother and Father, I offer myself in service. For everyone who does that, one of us can be working full time to create change on the surface of planet Earth. Because each one of you, when you reach out to us, you create a team. By doing that, you create a team of light workers who will then go to work and help you to change your beloved planet into the paradise that you envision and that we all envision together. It is a historic, monumental time. This is the time that will be written in the history books that the entire universe will learn from. This is the time when planet Earth came out from under the dark shadow and learned to shine again. Know that we are with you. We are engaged deeply with you to complete this wonderful process that is freeing our beloved Terra and all the beings, all the conscious beings on the planet, so that we can all skip and dance and turn cartwheels into the new golden age. I send you all my love. I wish you all a beautiful, beautiful day and evening. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste, Sananda. Namaste. Thank you so much, both Catherine and Sananda. I think there's so many listeners who just want to know how to help, and they don't have the words or they don't know how to phrase or what help is needed. And this is so simple. I appreciate this tremendously for all the listeners and how we can share this information to just offer to be of service, and then they know what needs to be done in any way that we can to channel light, to spread the word, to hold space, to offer a kind word. We'll all be led in what we can do and how simple this is. Just, I want to be of service. Thank you. Thank you, Sananda.
Yeah, this is Catherine. It's true. They know what needs to be done. All you have to do is offer. And then they will just drop it in your lap.
Exactly. I think we get overwhelmed sometimes with all the different things that they're doing. And we have our own lives here, and we're dealing with the Galactic Federation of Light, for heaven's sake, which is, of course, for our sake, too.
Yes,
and,
right, exactly.
And I think, and we hear all this information about all these amazing things that people on the Earth are doing and people in the Company of Heaven are doing. And I know for me sometimes I'm like, oh, my goodness, how grateful can I be? How many things can I say thank you for? It's just you could be saying thank you for 3 days in a row and still not cover all the amazing teamwork that we're doing. So if we just say, can we be of service? I am of service. And then just know that you'll be given direction. That feels better.
Right.
That feels easier.
So I'm gonna let Father God come through, Father Source. And then I'm going to read a letter that I got from Betty Riley, who sent me this wonderful description, wonderful suggestion about what we could do. Let's see. Yes, I have it here. So after Father comes, then I'm going to read this small section of her letter, which was just lovely, but this one has a marvelous suggestion to new light workers. And I get so many questions from people about, what do I do about my family? You know, what do I do about my friends who think I'm crazy? And I just can't, I don't know how to talk to them. They laugh at me, or they think I'm crazy, or they roll their eyes, or whatever. And she has a lovely suggestion about what to do for new light workers and how to handle these things. So I'm delighted to be able to read that to you later. And also, I wanted to let people know, looks like we will have time. We'll be able to take a few questions after Father comes to talk with us. So if people would like to make comments, we'd like to hear from people who have removed the dark cell and what kind of effect it's had on your life. People who've been working with the company of heaven, or those who've been feeling the energies, we'd like to hear from you. So that'll be fun. I love to hear from people, and we always have such interesting folks that call in and give us new information. So we're happy to hear from you. All right. I'm not sure what Father is going to talk with us about today, so I'll just give him some space and let him come through and see what he wants to communicate to us.
All right, Catherine, we'll give you a second to connect with Father Source, and we look forward to hearing anything he wishes to share about soul studies and our furthering time together, our history and our ascension process. Welcome, Father. Welcome.
Hello, dear Meg.
Hello,
greetings,
Father.
And to all of you who are listening, who are here listening to this live show, or who are listening to the archives, we send our energies through the airwaves, and of course they can be felt. When you listen to the shows later on, you'll hear our intention to send you our loving vibrations. You'll feel it, even if you're listening to the archives. Well, there is so much to tell, but I want you to know I have a special treat for you tonight. I have Mother here with me. It has been our custom for some time that I would be the one who would begin to talk with you, because, of course, in your patriarchal society, everybody thought God was male, and so presented ourselves that way. But, of course, there's no such thing as a lonely male who's in charge of everything. What a pretentious thought. There is no creation on your planet or in any universe. There is no creation without the feminine, without the partnership. And so, I would like to give Mother a few moments just to say hello to you and to give you an idea of some of the exciting things we've been doing. And then I'll get back to our soul studies and an update for all of you about how we see what's going on planet Earth. Of course, we do have the bird's eye view, you might say, so that we can tell you some things that you may not be aware of. But we don't just want to bring you news reports. This is not why we come. You can get news reports anywhere. We come because we want to send you our love. We want you to feel the connection between us. And of course, Mother is very good at helping you to feel that. Her warmth and her sweetness is a wonderful balance, a wonderful addition to my energies. And of course, I could not create anything without her. So I will now step aside and let Mother come through and speak to you for a few moments so that you can feel her energy as well. And here she is, my beloved. Greetings, everyone. It is I, the one you call Mother. Yes, I have stayed in the background for some time. Not because I didn't want to speak, but because it just wasn't time yet. I am so delighted. Everything is changing. Let me describe how it looks. The colors are brighter. The energies that are emanating from our beloved planet Earth have taken on a glorious, bright, sparkling energy that we have not seen. Oh, for so many millennia. Father told you the story, at least the important elements of it, about what happened during Atlantis when planet Earth turned dark so suddenly. It was a terribly sad time for us, for every creation is beloved to us. And Terra, ah, she is so beautiful. Her oceans, her mountains, the beautiful forests and plains, she is a gem. Among all the planets, she is a gem. And you are humankind. Yes, you are made in our image. We gave birth to your planet. We were here when your ancestors, those galactic civilizations who wished to contribute their DNA and their love to creating the race that we all now call humankind. It has been a long and fascinating road. And here you are, finally. You're just beginning to realize it, aren't you? You are just steps from the finish line in this amazing process, this heroic effort that has brought planet Earth back from darkness into the light. And what we see across the entire planet is like, oh, it's even more thrilling than what you see when you witness a thrilling sunrise. It is a sunrise that is lighting up the entire planet 24 hours a day. The colors that swirl around your beloved planet that were so distorted and, how can I describe it? It was as if there was a gray storm all around your planet. And now, it's like shooting stars. Each of you are producing the energy of a shooting star. And we see the sparkles emanating from the planet, and it's creating waves of color. Beautiful colors, the likes of which you have never seen. Oh, it is a wonderful time for us. I wish you could see what we see. Why don't you try? Why don't you go to your inner eyes? Be calm. Feel the love we pour down through you and let yourself rise. Let your energies rise. Let yourself float up through the light channel, right up to where we are, and we will gladly embrace you and stand with you as we all admire your beautiful planet and everything you have done to create this monumental moment in history. Yes, we live in a place where there is no time, and yet we celebrate history. I know that makes no sense to you, but you'll understand it better when you come here. Join us. Join us now. When you go to sleep tonight, take a few moments to rest gently. Call upon us. Call me. Say, Mother, I want to come. I want to feel your embrace. I want you to hold me, to join with me. And I want to see what you see. I will join with you heart to heart, my beloved child. And we will look with great pleasure upon your beautiful planet. And we will celebrate together the years of hard work that are now coming to fruition. Oh, and what a celebration we will have as these wonderful plans we've created together unfold day by day. It is a glorious time. Yes, I know we may be a little ahead of you in what we describe. It is a glorious time. I know some of you are still slogging along, looking at the ground, thinking that nothing has changed. Look up, beloved ones. See us. See how delighted we are. And you will understand. Now I send you back. I pass the talking stick, as you say, to dear Father, and let him continue with this story. Thank you, my beloved. Oh, I'm so happy that you've all had a chance to talk with Mother. I am so filled with love. I'm just brimming over with happiness. And I know we've promised you soul studies, but that sounds too serious for this night. I just want to let you know a few small bits of information that might help you. Just the basics. So that you can understand this business of who you are and who you've been and where you're going and what your path is and all that. I've had Catherine explain this to people recently, and I think it's important that you all understand. Many of you ask each other, well, who am I? I want to go to a psychic. I want to ask Catherine. I want to know who I am. Well, beloved ones, you are who you are. You are not something other than who you are. The you who are sitting there in your chair, that is who you are. There can be no name, no higher self, no past life that can define you better than who you are at this very moment. At this moment, in this lifetime, you are the culmination of every lifetime you have lived. You are not some small sliver of a being who was once great. That's nonsense. You are the great beings that you are now in the present. This, beloved ones, is your finest hour. You have never lived a lifetime that was of more importance than this one. It doesn't matter if you may have had a name that was written down in the history books or not. This is your finest hour. You see, every lifetime that a soul lives is an experience, an experiment, a moving forward, a growth experience. And so your higher self, a part of the greater soul that you are, is guiding you. Now let's look at that picture. You might call it a soul group, because there have been many expressions of this greater soul that you come from. There have been many incarnations, many adventures, many names, many places. But all has come together as one. And you, beloved ones, are the expression of all those experiences, all those lifetimes. You are a facet of that greater soul. And when you decide to incarnate, when your greater soul decides that it's time to have an incarnation on planet Earth, the arrangement is that you will have a connection to your greater soul through what you call your higher self. It's like having a voice to guide you, oversee you, and connect you to your greater soul. Now, that greater soul is a puzzle to some people. How can it be that you have a higher self, a soul now on the planet, and a greater soul, and, by the way, an oversoul, and we all are one. Well, perhaps you could see it as a great umbrella or a great sphere. Nothing is disconnected from anything else. There is no former lifetime that is not with you now. There is no expression of you that is not with you at this moment. And so when you ask, who am I? Well, you are yourself. How could you be anything else? Now, you might want to know, oh, my higher self is named Lady such and such, or Lord so and so, or Ascended Master, whatever his name is, and or Archangel such and such. Well, I can tell you, my beloved ones, you are all masters. There is not one of you here who is not capable of greatness, any much greater than anything you've experienced in previous lives. It may seem glamorous to have a name that people recognize, but you've heard about your history books, of course. How limited their stories are. How completely distorted the view of what good people have done is in your books. In fact, the good people rarely make the news and rarely make the history books. So those of you who have done wonderful things in past lives probably are not in the history books, so don't let it worry you. It doesn't matter. You are the culmination, the glorious culmination of all the work, all the experiences, all the joys, all the lifetimes that you have ever lived. That is who you are. And so when you reach deeply inside yourself, you will hear the echoes to many other places, many other experiences, many, many lifetimes. Many of you have lived hundreds of thousands of lifetimes. That is who you are. You are the culmination of every experience. Your higher self, your greater self, has ever taken part in. You are connected with it. You only need to open your channel. Now, of course, what you've called the veil was designed to give you this experience on planet Earth as if you were not connected to your higher self and through your higher self to your greater soul. It was an illusion. You've heard that. It's true. It was nothing but an illusion that you are somehow separate from all the other experiences of life, from all the other lifetimes, from all the ancestors who have known you, from all the other masters who have worked with you over thousands and thousands of years. And you, my beloved ones, are well known to us, are beloved to us. we look upon you with wonder and joy. When we see the magnificent things you're doing, oh yes, we do look upon you with, well, you have the expression, the apple of your eye. Well, you are the apples of our eyes, because we know how difficult your life there is. We know. We've been there. Yes, we have incarnated on planet Earth. We would not ask you to do this if we were not willing to do it ourselves. We have sent our own representatives to live there. We know what it's like. And we know how hard it is and what a challenge it is, especially during these last few generations when things became so dark. There has been great suffering. But if you can step back and look at this as the culmination of thousands and thousands of lifetimes, well, yes, the suffering was part of it. But those souls who have bravely come to meet this challenge on planet Earth are among the most brilliantly shining beacons of light in the entire universe. Awaken, all of you, awaken. Know that you are a part of this. Know that your time has come. You are who you are. You are on your path. This is your path. Listening to our voices right now, this is your path. Feeling the presence of those who love you, this is your path. You are the light, as we are. You are love, as we are. We love speaking with you this way. It's been a long time since our beloved children could hear us. And now you're awakening, many of you. Many every day are awakening to the fact that you can hear us too. Open your ears and your hearts at the same time. And you will hear us. You will feel our presence. You will know we are there with you every moment. And when I say namaste to all of you, beloved ones, I truly mean the God in me sees the God in you. The love in me feels the love in you. We are one, beloved ones. We are one.
Namaste, Father. And namaste, Mother. My heart overflows with gratitude. It was so beautiful to hear your voice tonight. Thank you for coming.
Oh, this is Catherine. I'm just so... Oh, that was so wonderful.
It was so beautiful. So beautiful to hear.
Coming over with love.
Oh, when Father said, we are... well known, we are beloved. So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Catherine. What a beautiful, beautiful message to hear. Thank you.
Oh, they're so encouraging, so sweet, so wonderful. We thank them. Let me catch my breath.
Yes.
I promised I would read this lovely note that I think will be so helpful for people. This is Betty Riley who sends, first she sent me a wonderful exercise about tiny bubbles. She suggested an exercise that could be useful, and I immediately took it to the temple and passed it on to those new, to those returning higher selves who are trying to enter the bodies of the dark ones. And she said, imagine tiny bubbles that are filled with the energy of light that can, let's see how she put it, float in and through the physical body. And as any darkness arises, they rush in to gently burst, dissolving the darkness, re-energizing the body with a gentle feeling of light and blissfulness. So the tiny bubbles can carry with them the energy of meaning, feeling the energy of hope and responsibility and joy, so that the bodies can learn to be new again. So she's saying it's a part of the physicality, enhancing the beauty of the light energies ever present with translucent, iridescent bubbles of light with every color, every ray available for reintegrating, for integrating the power of creation. Ultimately, holding steadfast to the promise of free will on planet Earth. So I took that exercise to the temple and suggested it, that they can use it for the new souls that are coming back and trying to enter their recalcitrant bodies. And think of it. What fun that is. So every day we give them a new exercise to do that will help them with this difficult task and give them new ways of thinking about how to do it. So she also had a suggestion for new light workers, and I'll read this. One of the most difficult things for new light workers to experience is, with their initial insights and excitement, they want to share this information with everyone. They hope or expect them to embrace this feeling they know in their own hearts. Often this leads to difficult challenges for the light worker when they're confronted with their loved ones who are still immersed in the programming of the dark teachings. If this happens and the light worker can hold the light, and just shift into living and being the example, in time, others will begin to feel it too. It may be the challenge of the light worker to find ways to communicate and share, not using the buzzwords of spirit, which are triggers for the dark programming attacks. To not use New Age language or religious language, but to simply be the light. Then she goes on, it can become a truly magical journey as bit by bit, little by little, the message of love becomes the seed others seek, and this becomes the way others actually think of you, the light worker. Patience, faith, reward. Remain steadfast, yet remember to always honor others. Share, but do not force. With facing opposition, use the power of the unspoken energy in beaming the love you know is true. Everything is circular. That is so true, Betty. Thank you so much for that beautiful suggestion. Beautifully put and so powerful. So, let's see. I'm switching computers here. Thank you. Eleanor is here to help. So, if we have anyone who wants to contribute or wants to speak with us, please put up your hand now. Press 1 on your phone. If you're on the Blog Talk Radio, call in, and we'd be happy to speak with you for a few minutes. So here's one, 562. Let's see, that sounds familiar.
Hello.
Who's here?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's Cindy from Long Beach, California.
Hi, Cindy. You got on first today again.
Well, I can't thank Mother and Father God enough. They have such a calming effect on we on this earth that get agitated. They totally calm me down. They're better than the medicine. They're just so calming. I'm totally relaxed. Before they came on, I was just a knot, and they just totally, they're so loving. I want to go.
That's a great hat. Great description.
Yeah. No,
that
really,
was a great description.
Oh, a knot. I want to ask Mother and Father God, because I know they're listening, right? They like to listen in, to send us a bunch of rain for California. It needs to be green again and lush, and we're so dry. And it's overcast right now, but, I mean, real rain for, like, months and months. To make it look like it used to be. So I'm asking Mother and Father God, please, please send us rain in California. We're bone dry. We're parched. You know, other than
that's
that.
That's a really good question. Let's ask everybody else on the call to join with you.
Okay.
To send that, everybody, right now, all together, all of us, join our hearts, to ask for help, to be focused on our dear California, which, as we know, provides a third of our food supply. So I'm envisioning right now, I'm seeing the rain falling in California.
Where?
Everyone together. Everyone, see the rain coming. It's falling on the hills along the coast. It's moving across the state to the valleys, to all the agricultural fields, the reservoirs. Everyone, envision the rain falling. The parched earth is absorbing it. It's gentle rain. Off and on, gentle rain, enough so that it can be absorbed into the ground gently, slowly, restoring the green, restoring the beautiful hills that we know that used to be so green and beautiful, the rivers that used to flow so full and plentiful. Everyone, envision it. See it. All
hear
the
it.
Way up on the coast.
You forgot about hearing it.
Oh,
hear the
yeah.
Rain?
Hear the rain. Smell it. It smells wonderful. All right, we have just created rainfall for California.
Thank you.
All right, Cindy, thanks for calling.
I'll get off.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Good suggestion, Cindy. Okay, here's 804. And the last four numbers are 2693.
804. Hello.
804.
Hey, this is Jimmy in Richmond, Virginia.
Hi, Jimmy.
How are you doing?
We're great. Good to hear from you. What would you
like
to contribute?
That was very good tonight on that. I've been involved with this RV very heavily, I guess, for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in the hospital twice in the past year wanting to know what's going on with these stomach attacks and these stomach pains I'm having. And they've taken CAT scans and nothing really shows up. But I was kind of glad to hear that I'm not the only one. I mean, I can't hardly even sleep at night. I have a stomach ache so bad. And I think it's
found
all this energy.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just tuned in. Yeah, that's good to know, isn't it?
I was going to say, are there any other, you know, I tune in all the time, and I've been on this path my entire life. I was involved with the Edgar Casey Foundation from the time I was about 12 years old. My mom's best friend brought the Search for God study groups into Richmond, Virginia back when I was a little boy. I've been on this path in 1977. I took a course in the Lesser and Greater Mysteries, the Law of One, the Law of Three, the Law of Seven. I'm an associate minister in Sarasota, Florida, at the Cosmic Center of Spiritual Light. So I've been into all of this, you know, in the 2012 and the galactic landings, but do you have anything on disclosure being pretty imminent, you know, with the RV? Is this really all supposed to be coinciding this year?
Yes. Yes, it is. So breathe easy, Jimmy. Just breathe and let it all settle in. Anchor to the earth. It's all going to unroll. But the efforts really are to make it as gradual as possible.
Right.
So it doesn't cause tremendous upheaval. So it doesn't, you know, turn all of our financial systems upside down. They're trying to help us to unravel all of this as gently as possible. So it's taking longer that way, but in the long run, it's going to be much better for everyone.
Mm.
So they're clearing the darkness big time. And this past week, this is, if you're feeling the upset stomach.
You can't even imagine what I'm going through.
Okay, well, use it. Use that recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I'll explain to you what I felt. It feels to me like my head is in the temple, the etheric temple. My heart is on the surface, of course, connected with everything, but feeling what's around me on the surface, and my belly is with Gaia, with Terra. So the last week, about 8 days ago, there was a tremendous upheaval within Terra. And it was caused by a backlog of toxins and pollution. And I'll give you a little news about that. What I was told was that fracking is not really the search for this gas that was not really going to be very profitable. And so how come they're doing it, you know, all over the world, thousands of wells being drilled like crazy? It wasn't for the gas. It was so that these trucks that are rumbling through the streets of small towns all over the United States and also in other parts of the world are taking toxic chemicals, radioactive waste, and all kinds of corporate disgusting sludge and pouring it into these wells.
Wow.
So Tara was literally retching with pain. And that... Mm. That belly pain was how she was feeling.
Very
so we were working with it all week, sending the light, so you can do this too. Send the light down through your body and into the crystal.
Right.
To help provide more energy for her to clear. And it's working.
I went 6 years ago. I was very fortunate. I was one of two men in the United States. I went on a you probably heard, because it's all women. It's very rare that I'm a man in any of this. it's
mm-hmm.
I never hear any men calling in or anything, hardly. It's all women channeling and doing everything. But I went on
oh,
a
well, we've
journey.
Got some.
Yeah. They show up, I guess, now and then we do.
But yeah, well,
funny.
We're
I'm
happy
a,
to
I'm
hear
a,
from you.
I'm a double Libra. My sun and moon is both in the house of Libra. And I was born in the 50. I was born in Oklahoma in the middle of the country, in the middle of the century, double Libra.
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, I went on a journey of the sacred waters of the Apache Indians through,
huh.
I don't know if you've heard of Oshana Fast Wolf.
No,
changing
haven't. But
yeah, through Changing Woman. Yeah, the Apache Indians. It was a sacred journey, 400 miles in the waters and the springs for purification and transformation with the divine feminine. And it really plugged me in with my American Indian heritage and background from where and who I am. But I think coming out in this lifetime now, and my roots as an American Indian is what's tapped me into Terra and the Mother Earth. And with
right.
the rocks and the trees and the animal. As a matter of fact, I was named on the journey. I'm the only person ever been named. I had a vision where the first night I went into these sacred waters in Ojo Caliente, went in the soda waters the first night. Big bear
mm-hmm.
came in the water in a vision and came in and walked down through the waters and turned real slow and looked at me. He licked me on the face and stood up 15 feet tall above me and took his claw and marked me on my heart. And I'm walking out of there laughing, and a lot of other people are all traumatized, but I'm in there just blissing out on everything. And at the end of the journey, 10 days later, he came to me the last night in Ure when we went through the life and the death of our soul. And I was one of the first ones out. And the bear came to me and he said, "You know why I came to you?" And I said, "No." And he says, "Your soul's been hibernating in your belly, and it took me to come here to take it on its final journey to your heart." And my
oh.
American Indian name is Yellow Bear, which is the totem bear of Changing Woman, or the spiritual bear of the whole bear kingdom. And that's who I tapped into. And I was on that, and I bought a bear bracelet the day before all this happened and all, and I thought, I couldn't make this stuff up, you know, even if
oh.
you tried to.
Well,
so I just think it's
good
this journey
you.
This lifetime, you know, with this, all this divine feminine energy and balancing it and being able to bring it down and ground it. And I think that's a lot of what's going on now, and a lot of men can't do it. You know, I think you see a lot of these things where they, this divine feminine energy, and they get it all mixed up and all. And it takes a lot of balance these male-female energies.
Of course it does. And thank you for your beautiful work. Wow. No wonder you've been feeling the connection.
Oh, you just can't even
the earth.
Imagine what I've gone through with you. As a matter of fact, I went up to the Rocky Mountains one night when I was up there to the Don. That's their name in American Indian. And I'm talking to the mountain that, no, I'm from out there. I'm one of them that came down there. And they go, see, the Rocky Mountain told me. Says, no, you're not. You're from here.
Yeah.
You're as old as we are. You were one of the first ones here, and you'll be one of the last ones off the planet. And I thought, isn't that interesting? No, you've been here as long as the Rocky Mountains have been here, working in the earth. I mean, does that resonate?
Oh,
beautiful.
You've been
here that long, you know, working in this dimension.
Mm-hmm.
But I plugged in with Peter Olson with the Quantum Group, I Am Quantum. And that's been pretty amazing, you know, on the journey this year.
Mm-hmm.
So
well,
I think it's just all culminating.
You
know, it's all coming to a culmination now.
Bravo. Well, your work with the Divine Feminine is just wonderful. And it's, I want to reassure you, if you were feeling the kind of, you know, upset this week that we've been feeling, not to worry about it. Just breathe through it. Keep your joy and ride it out, and you'll be helping the planet by doing that.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
So thank you for your service.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Enjoy listening to the calls all the time. So.
Oh, good. Well, keep calling.
We love
hearing from you.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to move on because we have a couple more people. But thank you for your offering tonight. That was lovely.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, wow, that was great. So we have, what happened?
Yeah, bumped around. I think we're
bumped
at
around. Yep.
510. Let's try 510 ending in 3365. What's your name and where
okay,
are you from?
Hello, this is Paul. Can you hear me out there?
Yes, Paul. How are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. I'm just giving you a call, letting you know that I'm really enjoying your calls and really getting a lot of spiritual guidance from the calls. I was wondering if I could ask a question in terms of how can I apply this teaching to the things that I'm learning in my Christian faith? Is it applicable? I've been reading the scriptures by Sananda, found them very valuable, and so I have those with me, and I read those often. But I'm just constantly looking for connection. Am I supposed to find a connection or am I not?
Oh, great question, Paul. Of course you'll find connections. And that's a great way to approach it, too. That's the positive way to approach it. Of course there are a lot of things that won't connect because some of the teachings that were put into the Bible were distorted. Some of them are true. So, of course, there are going to be huge connections when you come upon things in the Bible where they're teaching love, where,
right.
You know, the way Christianity, I think Sananda really clarified it, that the things that leave you feeling upset or angry or puzzled or annoyed that you read in the old writings are probably not truly told. The things that create dissension between and among people are not what God teaches. They were added. So, of course, you're going to find similarities and connections. And that's a very interesting way to read it, too, to look for all the connections.
Yeah.
I have Eleonora here, and she has been reading a marvelous book that I'll bet you would be fascinated with. Let me put her on, and she's going to give you the title and a little bit about what it is.
Okay.
Hi. Your question is definitely one that I have even asked for myself, because I grew up a Seventh-day Adventist. So, you know, to find out in reading the scriptures, the new scriptures, it really opened up a lot of things for me, because one thing that always puzzled me about the Bible was that, you know, we were here in church, the theme of the Bible is Jesus. And yet the very part of his life, you know, it's missing. We hear about his beginning, right. We hear about the supposed end, but the middle part was always missing. But the new scriptures really fills that in for us, and it really makes it clear why it was why the Bible, certain parts of it was distorted. I started reading a book called Anna, the Grandmother of Jesus, and that that's written by Claire Hartsong, and it really has filled in a lot of the missing pieces. It shows, Jesus or Sananda, and his name at that time was Yeshua. It just, it really describes how he was so much, how he was like us. He went through all his whole entire life. He went through everything that we're going through, all the emotions, the feelings, learning how to remove the darkness from, you know, from within, from being here. Because the minute we all incarnate, we take it on. And the book just describes his journey and the family life that he had here.
Right.
So
okay.
The book, again, is Anna, the Grandmother of Jesus,
okay.
by Claire Hartsong.
Okay.
And it really,
okay.
really, and it even shares, like, in one part of it, it shares one of the sermons that he had on the Mount. And to read it, and remember how it was given in the Bible, and just see how a few words taken out just changed the whole meaning. It could be one word, or it could be just two words out of a sentence. And to see how it is once it's back in, it's just amazing. It's so freeing. It's so loving. So what Catherine said is right. You know, if it makes you feel, if it's causing some kind of dissension or just a negative feeling, that's not what God is about. That's not who we are, you know? So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
here's Catherine.
Sure.
Thank you, Eleonora.
Sure.
I hope that answered your questions, Paul.
Yeah, it did. Thank you so much. Again, I'm enjoying
All right.
Your,
You're on an interesting adventure. And thank you. We now had two men who called in a row. So thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. That was fun. All right. Well, I'm a little confused. Did we answer 512 already?
I think the previous caller took his number one off, so I think they fell off. So I think these are two open ones that we haven't answered.
These are
yet.
New, okay.
Yeah, so let's try area code 512, ending in 4178.
Hi.
Hi.
Let's just have your name and where you're calling from.
I'm Jennifer Morgan. I'm in Fort Worth, Texas, and you might remember me calling, I believe it was the first night you, Catherine, you channeled Father Source on air, and and I called in about the meditation and my experiences, and It's been an interesting experience since, I tell you. And the first two callers, especially the most recent caller about Yeshua. So, Meg, thank you for sending me the information because she knows I'm writing about a master's degree in alternative medicine. Thank you. So here's what's so cool. And first of all, it was like Father was speaking to me when he was channeling through you, Catherine, because I just had looked at my dog's eyes, like just staring at my dog's like beautiful eyes. And then he used, well, I think you guys say something about like beauty's in the eye of the beholder. And I was like, shut up, you. Like, why are you seeing what I'm seeing? But what that compiles on is the interactions that I'm having constantly, and the two people that just called in were very interesting, first of all. But I just encountered a gentleman last Saturday, actually, who... when I met him, I wanted to cry. Like, when I started talking to him, I was buying a couch at a room store. And it was like I could see through his soul. It was like, I know you. And he goes, it took a bit of conversation. And then he said, well, I think there's a couple of people that might want to hear from you. And he ended up giving me a man's name who, Del Hoffman, who it says offers a living, breathing vision of the direct, practical application of many of Yeshua's most misunderstood teachings. And then the lady that was just speaking before, I was like, again, shut up. Like,
it's not what anybody thought it was, right?
Come on. So anyhow, this guy, Del Hoffman, is coming next month, literally almost right down the street. I live in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it's a big area.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming right down the street, and I'm so excited to go see him. But then again, like, what? It's like every time I look at somebody, I'm like, they're me. That's me.
That's me.
The
wonderful.
I've gone through that. I've done that. Now I feel compassion for that because I don't know what that is. And it's like every time I look at somebody, I'm experiencing like this interconnectedness like I've never felt before.
Oh, thank you, Jennifer. That's a really good description.
It's incredible.
It's because the veil is lifting, and it's because the light is rising in everyone, and all of a sudden we're seeing each other. Everybody's waking up. And all of a sudden you look over, and there's someone next to you that you look into their eyes, and you go... oh, my gosh, you're so beautiful.
How many different places can the same person exist in one lifetime is what I think. God.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh,
so
good
for
you. Keep it up.
Thank you for channeling Mother Tara as well. That was really cool. That was really amazing.
I'm so happy I can do it.
I'm so grateful. I appreciate you taking my call. And, again, thank you, Meg. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Jennifer. Okay, we'll close your line. And there's one other call we can take before
all
we
right,
close.
Let's open up area code 701, ending in 7527. Just have your name and where you're calling from. Area code 701, are you there? 701,
oops.
Ending in 7527.
Oh, somebody who just disappeared. Okay, maybe they changed their mind. All right. Well, that's fine because we've had a really good time and heard some such interesting comments and experiences.
Yes.
Things that everyone can share and relate to. So thank you all for your contributions. This was really fun. So, time to turn on the music and say good night to everybody for now. Good night, good morning, good afternoon to people around the world.
Yeah.
Until next Wednesday, same time. And let's give them your web, your Facebook page, Meg, so everybody can can go and read what Jennifer...
Yes, I get some really interesting... every week I just have the most interesting conversation. So if you have any questions about your health, please let me know if I can be of any service in the alternative world in nutrition. And you can reach me at wisdomwithin-megdavis. Just leave me a message, and I'll get back with you within the week. Thank you, Catherine.
Yeah, and anybody who wants to sign up or read our most recent postings, they're on whoneedslight.org. So I thank those who are helping me, Teresa and Eleonora, are posting things on the website so it's caught up to date. We're also working on When God Pinched My Toe to make it into a book, but it's also back on the website, is it? No, not yet. We're working on it. It will be up soon. We're working on editing it to create another book so that people can have it in their hands. That's always my favorite. If you can have a book and hold it, it's way better.
Oh, yes. Oh,
we're working on that.
That's gonna be special.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to hear Pharrell Williams again singing about how happy we are.
Good night, everyone. Good night, Catherine.
Good night, Meg. Good night, everybody.